Which are the leading AI product providers that firms should be exploring, and what makes them stand out? I'm not sure I really want to endorse. Paul, you've highlighted a couple of use cases. Do you want to run? I'd rather run through roof, put my teeth in use cases than actually endorse individual businesses. So do you want to share some of your thoughts on? You came with a
No
good
problems.
list.
I mean, we obviously mentioned client meetings. That's a big one, because the not only the transcription services that can be done, but also the summary that can be built at the back of that, and also the metadata that can be taken out. Meetings discussed ISA and JISA, but it didn't discuss SIP or Junior SIP. So you've got that type of metadata that can be brought out of a meeting transcription service. We're looking at things like marketing and the personal comms. So obviously, rather than the blanket marketing, you know, hi, Mr. square bracket name, which is obviously we all get, which is just a really poor experience. Suddenly you get Mr. Miller, and you get to know Mr. Miller because you can bring his data in. So straight away you've got that more personalized touch. You know he hasn't updated all of his this year's subscriptions for his ISA. So it's that type of personalization from the marketing point, not just a blanket marketing piece. And it can also write the content for you. And that's where I think a big win for us. You can generate the images, you can write the content. Well, we're doing a big website revamp at the moment for some of the firms. And we're using a lot of the imagery we're using there. We're using Midjourney. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't mention anything, but we're using a piece of kit to generate an image for us, which is just very, very good. I mean, obviously, you know, this as we mentioned, there are issues around things like using copyrighted images. We're having to check that, but at the same time, we're using that. And the other one really for us at the moment is around things like research and analysis. It can analyze vast amounts of data so quickly. It can help you now with Excel when you're building formulas, and the analysis itself can be brought in. And it can also analyze things like news feeds and market data. So that to me, and give that summarization, is a huge benefit, saving so much time.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of the effort out of really just bring so much of what we do. It does come back to the point that making life easier, being more effective, being more efficient. I'm mindful of time. We're just about coming to the end of our hour. Paul, any last thoughts you just want to share with people?
I suppose at the end of the day, well, I just want to let people know, look, you know, it's a tool, right? It's a very, very clever tool, and it can learn from itself and the data that you give it, but it's still a tool. It's not there to do your job for you. What it's there to do is assist you with your job. And it's also worth mentioning, I'll put a link in the chat, it's not infallible. All right, which is where the human oversight comes in, and that's the key for me. I mean, ChatGPT this week have literally had a problem with their ranking of the words in there and their search queries, which meant it gave a load of wrong answers. And I'll put that link on there. It's a software tool. It has bugs. Yeah, that human oversight, don't matter whether it's 20% the job or 80% the job, that's the key piece. Yeah, and that's never going to be replaced, in my mind.
Absolutely. Howard, I'll give you the last word before I just go through a few last housekeeping things.
No, indeed. I agree with what Paul said. It is a tool, but like any tool, make sure A, you know how to use it. As Ian said, you know how to get the best out of it. And from my point of view, is make sure you've got some controls in place. If you're going to deploy an AI tool across your business, make sure you understand the risks of it. You go through the due diligence process. There's a policy to support it, and your staff know not to what or not to not. Ugh, hang on. Your staff know what to not put in it or put in it, as the case may be. My teeth have fallen out. But yeah, just to make sure they understand what they can and cannot do with it, because it's the mistakes that people make that lead to data breaches. And that's when people like me turn up at your front door going, I think you need my help. And you don't want that.